Not making rookie money is Joe Fisher. We bring him in on the Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery Hotline. Joe, good morning.
Not even close, Mark.
Joe, I have a question for you before Mark gets into the baseball, but with all this the construction and everything, it seems to me that David Williams had said that they're not trying to, you know, keep up with the arms race or anything like that, but to me, you have to, in this day and age, you have to keep up I'm not saying you have to compete with the other schools and exactly what they have, but at the same time, you have to compete in recruiting, and you have to make your place look nice.
Well,
that's the bottom line.
The better term might be that it's the price of doing business these days.
And I think that's kind of what David said even at one point yesterday during the course of the conference. He said, you know, there are people that are going to say that it's the arms race, you know, and maybe to some degree it is kind of trying to keep up. But the other, he said, you know, this is just doing what you should do. This is doing what you have to do. It's like painting your house. You know, it's something that you have to do, and they're confident that they're doing it at the right time, and they're going to do the right things. And I'm really going to be curious to see this play out and hope that they can keep it on the time schedule that they want to, because they want to do basically a phase a year, if possible, and all that's really going to depend on raising the money.
Is the Joe Fisher press box in the works possibly?
You know, I don't know. I don't know what's going to be in the works regarding us. I guess I should just hope to be able to get in the press box, you know, after 5 years. But I'm looking forward to seeing that. I know football has been very patient. Really, we talked a little bit about that. They've seen these other renovations take place, and football has kind of sat back and waited their turn. And so I'm really happy to see this happening for them.
All right, Joe. The feeling around Vanderbilt going into the SEC baseball tournament has to be almost the polar opposite from a year ago when they were the prohibitive favorite.
Yeah, the season's been totally different, you know, and I'm hoping that that actually plays out into their favor a little bit. You know, last year they sort of bulldozed everybody, 22 conference wins and, you know, just steamrolled into the tournament, won the SEC tournament down here and then lost in the regional. And this has been a year where they've had to fight adversity all season long. When Pedro got injured, they lose him for 23 games. Alex Feinberg gets hurt. They limp into this conference tournament riding a 5-game losing streak. And so all those things are coming into play, but it's really going to be a character test for them. And it's interesting that it's Florida that they get today after going through last weekend with them, but it makes the scouting a lot easier. The memory is certainly fresher, and we'll see how they react to it. They seem to be upbeat. They seem to be confident. There is a certain edge, if you will, to being able to walk into a place as a defending tournament champion, which they do. So we'll see how that plays out today with Mike on the mound.
What will Tim Corbin do about his pitching staff? Will he shuffle things around, or will he just go with what he's gone with the last few weeks?
You know, I haven't had a chance to talk to him in great detail about it. I would be surprised if you see a major shuffle, if for no other reason that I think Tim thinks that sends the wrong message. You know, I think he wants to send the message to the guys that, you know, I've got confidence in you. I know we've hit a rough patch, but, you know, you're going to have to be the guys that get it done. You're the guys that got us here. And so I'd really be surprised if you saw him throw a wrench into things and do things a lot differently.
And, Joe, a football note, Brian Stamper, former Vanderbilt offensive lineman, signs a free agent contract with the New Orleans Saints. If he's healthy, he's got a shot at making that team.
That's the deal, Mark, if he's healthy. If he can keep his back healthy and not go through the problems that he went through his last year and a half or so, he certainly has the potential. This is a guy who was an all-SEC lineman before he got hurt. And if he can stay healthy, then show them that. And the good thing, he can play more than one position on the line. You know, he can play guard or tackle. He certainly gives them some flexibility there.
And, Joe, an interesting note in one of the Pittsburgh papers, I believe it was the Post-Gazette, about Pedro Alvarez and the fact that he will probably go top three, and just the fact that Scott Boras is his agent, and that might affect whether the Pirates select him. But what I didn't know, and you know, you probably do, is their scouting director is a Vanderbilt guy, Greg Smith.
That's right, and the Scott Boras issue is interesting. We may have talked a little bit about that before, but you know, there are some concerns among some people that maybe it's going to cost Pedro maybe a team or two that would normally take a look at him might not, just because of the agent situation. But I think Pedro will still be a top three pick regardless. I think when it comes right down to it, they'll get past the agent and look at the talent of the guy. But Greg Smith's been involved with him for a while, actually, and he'll certainly have an inside track on Pedro, that's for sure.
All right, Joe, speak to you again tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, guys.